Welcome one, welcome all to an insider's guide on the world's most iconic film festivals. Today, I'll be your guide through the glitz, glamour, and gritty reality of Cannes, Sundance, and Toronto. Join me for an exhilarating journey into the heart of filmmaking's most electrifying events. From red carpet revelations to indie sensations, I've got your front row ticket to the ultimate film festival experience. Get ready to be dazzled. I'm Gary, and this is Know It All. In the 1930s, film festivals have served as a platform for directors to exhibit their masterpieces to a global audience. With Venice Film Festival being the first in 1932, since then, film festivals have evolved and their popularity has grown exponentially. From Cannes to Tokyo, some of the world's most influential films were first screened at festivals of this kind. Perhaps the most popular film festival in the world, also known as the International Film Festival, every year, thousands of moviegoers, cinephiles, actors, directors, and writers flock to Cannes, France, to be the first to see groundbreaking documentaries, dramas, and every movie genre in between. Its creation can be much attributed to the French desire to compete with the Venice Film Festival, which was the only European film festival at the time in the early 1900s. Prior to the creation of the Cannes Film Festival, French films would compete at the Venice Film Festival, but would routinely be snubbed from awards due to the bias of the fascist regime in the country at the time. Finally, fed up with the bias, the French decided Cannes would be the location of their film festival, and it didn't take long for its popularity to grow. Some notable films that have won awards at the Cannes Film Festival include Taxi Driver in 1976, Pulp Fiction in 1994, and Fear and Loathing in Las Vegas in 1998. Numerous other indie films got their start at Cannes, and the far-reaching impact and culture of the festival cannot be understated. This invitation-only festival was founded in 1946 and is considered one of the Big Five international film festivals, alongside the Berlin Film Festival, Venice Film Festival, Toronto Film Festival, and the Sundance Film Festival, which we'll cover next. Sundance is another notable international film festival, and by far the largest in the United States. It takes place every year in the beautiful mountains of Park City, Utah, and it's a top landing spot for independent artists, writers, and directors to bring their revolutionary ideas to the silver screen. The goal of the festival varies slightly from its international competitors. The Sundance Film Festival emphasizes American-made films and showcases the potential of independent filmmaking, increasing the range and impact of independent films that otherwise would go by the wayside when in competition with high-budget Hollywood flicks. The festival takes place every January, and many films screened at this festival have gone on to be nominated for and win Oscar awards, including Best Picture, Best Director, and Best Actor in a Leading Role. And our last stop on this trip, the Toronto Film Festival. This is one of the most popular movie festivals in the world. It draws a large audience due to its accessibility and cheaper costs compared to the European competitors. It began in 1978, so it's not as historically rich as some of the European film festivals, but recently has been a platform for influential movies such as 12 Years a Slave, Ray, and The King's Speech. There are many film festivals around the world that launch the movies we see today into the international spotlight. Keeping up with the entries to these festivals ensures you will be in the know of all the movies that will impact the culture of cinema for years to come. No matter where you stamp your passport next, I encourage you to embrace the cinematic culture of that country. This podcast is produced by the Community College of Baltimore County's New Media Collective and the Media Studies Program, written by Gary Hubble. My name is Gary, and this has been Know It All. Listen to all our episodes to learn something new in 5 minutes. Check the show notes for links to my sources, a transcript, and other good content about movies, art, and history. Bye for now!